Welcome to our Bible study today. Today is Friday, May 24th, 2019. We know that Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars, and if we listen to the news now, we'll hear that the United States has ships going over to surround Iran because Iran is threatening us and threatening Israel, and it's very important that we all realize that we have to protect Israel. Also, and the Bible tells us to do that, many of us want to see a war that will end all wars. We don't want a war, but sometimes we get pulled into it. We have to remember that Jesus is there to cover us even during the wars. And some of this stuff doesn't make sense. Sometimes we'll only be able to understand this when we finally get to heaven. But we have to remember that the Lord takes care of us and He protects us. In Psalms 46:9 it says, He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Psalms 46:10 says, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Sometimes we have to just really trust that God's out there helping us. And sometimes we are not able to do anything about this stuff that's going on. None of us can do anything about this situation with Iran and the United States and Israel and the other Egyptian nations that are being threatened by Iran. But today, what we have to do is pray about this and try to make sure that our hearts are clear. This isn't the first time this thing has happened in the history of our country. December 7th, 1941, our great nation was instantly plunged into war by the Japanese leaders. It was a war that brought the greatest change in America's way of living, war that uniformed millions of our military men set on the march over the world. And has that not happened even in our day and age? It may not have been millions, but it was thousands. And the United States did something that nothing else could do. We sent these people out there to help win the war and to stop this attack of the Japanese and Hitler and the others at that time. And some of these people in some of these other countries have these philosophies that they just want to take over and kill all the Christians and kill all the people that want democratic societies. Well, we have to make sure that we pray and ask God to help us. We can't be sitting around fearing this thing. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now when it talks about the spirit of fear, most people believe that that means dread. And we don't have to have this dread about these wars. Some of us start doing this, especially when we have children that are out there in the islands or in the submarines or things like that. Today, I want to stop the discussion about wars and fears. And if you haven't become a Christian, I want to tell you what the basic steps are to become a Christian. I don't want to wait till the end of this Bible study. Jesus can meet you right where you're at. You may have bottles of alcohol and wine and liquor hidden on a shelf somewhere, and you're going in there and take a drink, and you're addicted to this. You want to just stay a little bit numb all day. Well, Jesus can help you with that. You know, it talks in the Bible about people that rise up early and how things will get better. I often was a late sleeper, and I like to work the late shift, but I found out when I get up earlier and get to bed earlier, I just feel so much better. I like to see the sun coming up. Now today, in order to be a Christian, you need to admit that you're a sinner. It says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. You know what it means by eternal life in Romans 6:23? That means that if you think about it, you're going to be here 500 years from now. You won't just die when you're 99 or 100 or 120. You're going to still be here 500 years from now, and you'll have a different body. And if you're a Christian, God will be still running your life then, 1,000 years, even more than that. You're still going to be here. The second step of being a Christian is be willing to turn from your sin. In other words, tell the Lord, say, I'm just using alcohol for an instance, but tell the Lord, God, I'd like to give up that liquor in there. I'd like to give up this drinking that I do all day. And in Acts 17:30 it says, "In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." He expects us to repent of our habits, our addictions, and things like that. And you'd have to be willing to turn from sin and say, "God, I want to try to get away from these sins, whatever they may be, whether it's alcohol, liquor, carousing, or just going to places you shouldn't." Well, the second step is pray this prayer. Just say, "I admit I am a sinner, Jesus. I'm in need of a Savior. I will turn away from my sin. I want to repent, Jesus." And the third step is believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. And He certainly did. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's John 3:16. God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2:8 and 9. And you really have to think about this, is that God gave us a tremendous gift. His grace and His help has saved our souls, and because we have faith in Him, it's a gift of God. It's not by our works. It's not anything we can do, but it's a gift of God that He gives us. Now, the fourth step is pray and invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior and fill you with His guidance and with His Holy Spirit. Then you confess publicly that you've accepted Jesus Christ into your life. Let me read the verse that relates to that before we pray. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Romans 10:10. So let's pray that fourth step now. "Jesus, please come into my life. I accept you as my Savior. I believe that you died for me on the cross, and I believe I have sin in my heart. I pray you forgive me for that sin, Jesus. I may have habits that are bad in my life. I pray you help me with those habits. And I thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done. I want to become a Christian now, and I want your Holy Spirit running my life and guiding me and leading me. In the past, when the United States got involved in these things, we had to declare our war on the Japanese, and we had to go and fight them and do what we could over there. We had to put all of our efforts together. And if we didn't do this, we would be losing our freedom to worship God and the way we live and our freedom in this country. So these wars plunge us into the greatest fight for freedom and worship of God, freedom to live as we choose, freedom to plan for our future and avoid want and misery and woe, freedom in our city. It's very important to realize that we're not just fighting a war because our leaders want us to, but it's because we want to see our country free. We want to see our children healthy and growing up. And we can have this. We need to pray. We need to get our hearts clean and pray and ask God to help this to happen. He expects us to clean ourselves up. And that's part of living, is sanctifying your heart and sanctifying your soul. And as you go along, get rid of these bad habits. Get rid of the alcohol, drinks, and drugs, and carousing, and whatever it would be that comes into your heart, and looking at bad magazines and stuff like that. Get rid of all that stuff out of your life and just keep working on it until it's gone. And then you can ask Jesus to help you. You can say a prayer and say, "Wow, I need this in my life. I need help with my car. I need help with my soul. I need help with my relatives." Let me read you some verses about how it says we're supposed to approach this subject of when we have something to do, need. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, for your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." You know, when you forgive someone, that means you forget it. You don't keep bringing it back up again. And then you can say your prayer, and the Mark 11:24 prayer comes into effect. Let's start with 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. With those prayers we can pray, and we can pray that for these wars that are starting now. We can remember that if we have sin in our heart, we can go to Jesus again, even after we're a Christian. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we want peace in the world, we have to ask God to keep helping us. We have to keep praying for peace. Just remember, like it says in Mark 11:24 and 25, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. So let's use that verse today in God's faith and his mercy and blessing on us, and let's pray for peace in the world. And let's pray that our country will not have to fight this war that's being threatened right now by the Islamic Republic and Iran. God can protect our nation, and we need to pray for it. But if we don't pray, we'll be like some of these other nations. Like if that nation attacks Egypt, Egypt's been saying, well, we need help because they're shooting missiles near us, and they're having their sub-commanders shooting missiles towards us, and we need help. I think they're not going to get us much help if they don't pray to Jesus. And we need to make sure our hearts are clean. 1 John 3:20 says, for if your heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. No, it says, 1 John 3:20, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. He can forgive us. And if we ask, just like it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we still have to make sure that our heart doesn't condemn us. In other words, sometimes it's our guilt that brings us up. 1 John 3:21 says, beloved, if our heart condemn us, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. We need to just make sure that we've asked God to forgive us for any sin. And just remember 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need to rededicate ourselves regularly to God and continue to go to church and talk to our neighbors about God. John 15:7 says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. In 2 Kings 6:16, the Bible says, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And remember how Joshua and his fought the enemies, and the sun and the moon stood still for prophets in the Bible. And we need to pray for our men and our officers on the front line, the ones that are on the ships, on the islands, protecting our airplanes and stuff like that. Remember Gideon and the 300 men and Elisha and the thousands of chariots on the mountainside. We have to provide a lot of this stuff now in these wars because we get involved with them. And there's a time when God is going to come back here with his angels and he's going to just fight our wars for us. But we need to remember today that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and we need to confess him and accept him in our lives publicly. Thank you for tuning in today. In Jesus' name.